My dear brothers and sisters, could it be that God is trying to get our attention? We have a homily series that we're beginning today, and it follows a beautiful psalm of the church's Psalter, of the scriptures of the church, Psalm 127. In the beginning of that psalm, the psalmist says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain." Is the Lord trying to get our attention? So much of that psalm resonates with that reality of labor and work, the daily grind that I know so many of you, so many of us are so familiar with, one thing to the next, that percussive beat of life, the labor, the toil, the work, the building, all of these things we do to keep our lives going, to keep things moving from one day to the next, from one calendar event to the next. So much labor, so much that demands our time, so much that we try to control, so much that we need to focus on and be present for, so that hopefully maybe at the end of the week or at the end of the month, at the end of the year, we'll have some time to relax. All of that labor, all of that building. And that theme is so pertinent for us, my friends, because it reminds us that God is the one building the house. Unless it's the Lord who builds the house, all of our labor, all of our toil, everything we do is actually in vain. Everything we do is actually in vain. And so for those of us who know this daily grind, for those of us who know what it means to be in that, waking up to the end, going to bed, to the next day, waking up, going to bed. For those of us who know that, I think we're called to ask ourselves the question, is God trying to get our attention? Is there something that God wants to tell us? Is there something that he wants to reveal to us, perhaps even in the midst of this routine, perhaps even in the midst of that daily grind? Is God trying to speak something to us? And the answer is yes. I remember in my own life, once I was, a few summers ago, I was a seminarian and I was helping out in a hospital in Coon Rapids. And there was a wonderful Nigerian priest who was the hospital chaplain there, and he was sort of taking me under his wing for the day. And as a seminarian, you know, I was really excited, you know, kind of get into the hospital, you know, and do the thing, you know, the pastoral thing. So I show up to the hospital with Father Peter, and he gives me the list of patients to visit. So I say, okay, here we go, we're going. Patient one, patient two, patient three, down the list, one at a time, visiting them, bringing them communion, having a great time, you know, talking to doctors and nurses, enjoying the whole experience of, you know, being able to walk through a hospital sort of with no one really asking me any questions. I've got a list, you know, I can do this. Visiting all these people. I think I visited probably 13 or 14 people that day. It was so full of excitement, so full of energy. There was so much going on. And I remember bringing that list back, checked off with all the people I'd visited, bringing that list back to Father Peter down in his office. And I said, "Father, I'm back." And Father turned around in his swivel chair and he looked at me and he said, "Do you remember them?" I was like, "Well, yeah, I mean, there was, you know, this gentleman had this, you know, this woman was struggling with this." He said to me, "Do you remember their faces?" And I kind of had to grasp a little bit and think. And he probably, looking at me, realizing that the answer was no, interrupted and said, "If you go through a single day of this, and you look back and realize that you cannot remember a face, then you have failed." Wow. I remember being cut to the depths of my heart by that. Here I had gone about all this labor, all this work which I was born to do, right? This is what the priest is gonna be doing. This is what I get to do as a priest in training, this beautiful day, this schedule of visiting all these people. And at the end, only to realize that when I looked back, upon those memories, I couldn't remember a face. Not even a single face. What Father Peter taught me in that moment was that God was trying to get my attention. God had spent that entire day trying to get my attention. And how was he doing it? He was doing it through those people that I was with. He was doing it through those brothers and sisters who were sick and were suffering, whom I was visiting. God was trying to say, Colin, look at me. Look at what I am doing in the lives of these people. Look at what I am doing in your life. Look at these graces of visiting these people. Look at these struggles that they experience in their heart. And yet I couldn't even remember a face. God was trying to get my attention. I think so often we think of our faith as being something very impractical. We think of it as kind of a pious practice that we do, as something we, you know, we kind of devote an hour to, maybe more, maybe less. We give a little bit of time to it a week, and that's kind of like our faith box. And perhaps, hopefully, we enjoy coming to Mass. We enjoy being with our brothers and sisters. We feel refreshed and energized by the experience of receiving our Lord, of listening to him in his word. But if that's all that our faith is to us, then like Father Peter said to me, my friends, we have failed. We have failed to allow our faith to become the rich and beautiful reality that God wants it to be for each of us. Because as important as this is, and it's not anything to be taken lightly, what we do here at Mass. But while Mass is the source and summit of our faith is meant to permeate everything in our lives. Our faith is meant to permeate even that schedule, even that grind, even that routine, even that list. And certainly, at times in our lives, we, especially as families, you need to discern, is this event, is this activity actually taking me away from my family? Is this actually taking me away from my faith? Is this distracting me from what is most important? But there's so many moments in our lives, my friends, where God is trying to get our attention, where God is inviting us to deepen our faith in him, where as we go to work, we can pray. As we encounter our coworkers, our friends, our fellow students, we can pray for the grace to preach the gospel to them. As we spend time with our friends and or with our families in particular, we can discern, Lord, how are you calling me to share your love with my family? How are you calling to be that loving mother, that selfless father, that son, that daughter? All those beautiful ways in our lives that the Lord is trying to get our attention. We'll continue to reflect on this theme of our Lord building the house and all the ways that we sometimes just kind of put him out of our minds and say, Lord, I'm going to work on the house. I'll be fine. Just let me do what I need to do, okay? Lord, just get out of here, please, for now. So many ways that we want to control it, right? But what a beautiful project, what a beautiful plan our Heavenly Father has for us. And that first step that I had to learn in the hospital that day is that God wants to get our attention. Is he trying to get yours?